Awkward people, Stephanie and I are super excited to announce a new partnership that we have with a swinging community site called SDC. Now, the way that we're going to handle this one is this is where we're going to communicate from now on with anybody that we want to play with, because SDC has a great way of letting us figure out exactly what somebody is. It's going to ask all the right questions. I get to know what their height, their weight, their play preference. All kinds of pictures, they can upload videos, and it makes it super easy to search and verify location on. So we figured, hey, if they're gonna let us play and advertise, that's probably gonna be the right site for us to use, right, Steph?
Absolutely. I mean, it makes sense.
It's like window shopping now. Steph can just jump on and whoever she likes, boom, right there. Now, if you wanna make sure that you get connected with us on that site, sign up through our link, awkward. XXX.com. Anybody that signs up there, we will find out. Now, maybe not immediately because we're still learning, but we will find you and we will send you a message saying, hey, thank you for joining. And it'll be a great way for us to connect and have unfiltered conversation together. So we're really looking forward to it. And hopefully, we'll see you online at Awkward XX. So we dropped all of our prices
Yeah.
because we're trying to create community here instead of just try to make money. You know, I always said that when I was in real estate, that if we took care of our community first, the money would come. And
And they
that's
would take care of
exactly,
us.
exactly. And that's what we're trying to do here. So on our Fansly now, we have it opened up pretty wide for about $100. You can see every pay-per-view that we have available.
Right.
Opened right there. We're also dropping the prices of all our pay-per-views across the board. So instead of $30 a pop, they're going to be $20 a pop. We know the economy is struggling right now, but we also just really want to increase the amount of people that can see our content and possibly join in. So if you think that might be you, check it out, virginitysnatchers.com. Please support us and leave a comment, like it, share it, tell your family about it. And we'll see you there.
Hey, Jason, I think it's time for some shameless self-promotion.
All right, babe, what do you got on your mind?
Well, we've been talking about the Spicy Pages a lot on the podcast, but I think it's time that we finally invite them in and let them see what it's all about.
Yeah, okay. I mean, everybody always wants to know how to get involved and all that kind of stuff. And the first way to get involved is to, you know, actually see what it is that we do. All of our stuff is so real and so raw.
Right.
But how are you thinking we do it? Like movie announcer style?
Sure, we can give it a try.
All right, let's give it a go. In a world where ordinary podcasts just aren't enough, two podcasters with incredible genitalia break free from the mic to bring you an awkward experience like no other. Exclusive content awaits at virginitysnatchers.com.
Dive deep behind the scenes and join us for unfiltered, uncut, and undeniably wild adventures.
Don't just listen, be a part of the journey.
You can come watch me take every single virginity, see close-ups as they enter my pussy for the first time, and get an even closer look into our kinky world.
How was that for dramatic?
I mean, it was dramatic. It might be a little over the top, but I think they'll get the point.
All right. Well, if y'all want to reach out to us, you check out our paid pages. You can find them all on virginitysnatchers.com. Love to interact. We love to do custom content, and we love to help answer your questions. If you need a guaranteed response, you find us on there. If you want to support us, that's the way to do it. Now,
Let's get back to the show.
you're listening to the Awkward Pillow Talk podcast. I'm your host, Jason Klass, along with my wife, OnlyFans model, and self-proclaimed awkward chick, Stephanie Klass. We're here to get the awkward stuff out of the way. This podcast is a true representation of our journey through anxiety and learning to love sex. If any of that offends you, we'd like to say, fuck you. All right. Well, welcome to Awkward Pillow Talk again. I'm always surprised that we're doing another one
Yeah.
and that people want to talk to us. It's a weird feeling, but we're gonna try to push through the awkwardness consistently. That's what this whole thing is about, right?
Right.
So today we're talking to Dr. Natalie, and you've got a really interesting list of titles after your name, and I would like you to explain them because I think you will explain them better than I will.
Yeah.
So go ahead.
Well, Stephanie, Jason, first off, thank you so very much for, setting up such an incredible platform for people to come on and be able to talk about truth. And that is sometimes awkward. I am always up for a bold conversation. So, man, I'm just like, when I saw you all, I was like, we got to connect. We got to do this. So this is fantastic. Hi, my name is Dr. Nick. That's what everybody calls me. I am a therapist by trade. I'm also a certified sets therapist through ASET, and I'm a hypnotherapist. And so I work with hypnosis, for, you know, the therapeutic reasons, all geared toward helping people with becoming more confident lovers. And so that's just kind of the niche I found and the need I have. And
I'm so excited to dive into it. You have no idea. I'm full of questions.
Yes.
Oh man. Well, me too. I mean, we were sitting here in the bedroom at night. I just like, man, if I had a little more time, we'd be setting it up on my own. So that was just awesome.
It's a weird. We figured, what better way to stand out? You know, we say awkward pillow. We're gonna start collecting weirder pillows as we go.
Yeah.
You know, we'll just start doing, you know, maybe if we go places and find something, you know.
Yeah, you know, kitschy, you know, type stuff.
Yeah, I got to get a Danny DeVito pillow, too. Yes. I've been talking about that. I just feel like Danny's got to be somewhere. I've got to have that vibe with me for the awkwardness.
You're tempting me. I'm about to send you a pillow that says pleasure heals. You know, that's what I'm about to send you right now.
Hey, if you do it, I'll put it up. It'll stay. I'll find a spot for it. But so the hypno part of it is something that, I mean, frankly, I've always been interested in, but I'm super skeptical, as I'm sure a lot of people you come across are, because when I think of it, I think of like the, you know, the carnival show stuff, right? You know, like the guy standing up in front of the stage and he's like, acting like, you know, I smell really bad or something, you know? So I think it's hard to maybe, at least in my mind, I can't speak for everybody, but it's hard in mine to be able to break off of that because I've never seen it in a more serious or clinical setting. You know, it's always cartoon
or fun.
Exactly. So
that's really interesting because a lot of my friends, I have got a lot of friends who are stage hypnotists. You know, they're on the stage with the college campuses or they're filling auditoriums. And you know, that is a wonderful gig that they have. And they do a great job. But I got some great friends. Well, you know, my work is more along the lines of how do we use hypnosis to help people kind of embrace their inner world more. And so, you know, we have a lot of stuff that we can keep us from interacting with ourselves. And so hypnosis is setting aside that critical voice, you know, that critical part of ourselves that keeps on keeping the words we really want to say or the thoughts we really want to have at bay. Hypnosis is the bypass. We speak directly to the unconscious and we allow the unconscious to speak directly to us. It is a powerful thing. Now, when you tag that with sensuality, sexuality, that primal piece of us, it is quite remarkable. And so hypnosis in general, just as a study in a clinical setting, is a life-changing event for me when I stumbled upon this several years ago. But in relation to sets therapy and sets work, bam! I mean, it just lets people free. And it gives them a sense to be their sensual, erotic selves. And so that's just what I do.
I will say that when Stephanie was at her worst, as far as like anxiety and stuff,
right?
She was stressed out, you know, and it was to the point where like, it'd be like, all right, you got an orgasm or something. And it's just like, she just wouldn't, you know, it was just.
Cause I was almost like, so like stressed and so anxious
that I just couldn't. Something's got to shake here. So I did run across hypnotherapy at one point. Now my issue with it is talking Stephanie into anything. Like I would have needed a hypnotherapist just to talk her into the hypnotherapy because it was It was tough. But so I think it's cool that you're on here talking to us, because giving somebody like Stephanie an opportunity to ask awkward questions to you about this experience may give somebody else a little more courage to, you know, come forward and like try to, you know, do something a little weird and awkward, you know. I love that word.
We gotta
do something with that one. Yep. But I think it would have been so helpful for you to bypass that.
Yeah. Like that probably would have been many like years of just anxiety and just in my head and all that, like probably wiped away and like been able to fully like live and be who
I think
am.
your journey thankfully was, you know, what you needed to have.
Oh yeah.
No, or sure. maybe not everybody needs to go through that kind of journey, because it hasn't always been, you know, absolutely wonderful. You know, we're able to turn these stories into something that are, you know, something we can laugh at now. But back in the, you know, then it wasn't, I guess, as funny in the moment, you know.
No, it never is.
Yeah. But your journey is your own, and it sounds like you traversed a lot of difficult landscape to get to a better place. So, Stephanie.
Yes.
And,
yes,
and also, Jason, I'm hearing more about your journey as I'm going through your episodes as well. I mean, it's like you guys are in a place of really trying to navigate some places that are oftentimes avoided. There's some real life stuff. And so, hell yeah. Keep on rocking at it. I mean, that's just, you'll find your way, right?
So we're just trying to kind of go with the flow and see where things take us, you know. And we both came from, you know, sets of parents that, you know, were divorced, you know. Mm-hmm. So we've got the fun for Christmas thing going on every year, which is not fun. Yeah. And it's one of those things where like, okay, so if this monogamy thing didn't really seem to work out for everybody else, you know, and everybody's like, you know, sex is so terrible. What if we flip the table real quick and say, hey, let's embrace sex. Right. Let's enjoy it and just get weird with it. Mm-hmm. And let's instead of worrying about cheating, let's invite in the, the strange,
extras.
You know, if something is really piquing your interest that much, you should, go ahead. Let's try it. But let me be there with you while you try it. You know what I mean?
Right.
That type of boldness and understanding and acceptance, of course, all of it hinges on this excellent ability to navigate difficult conversations, right? Because most people can't get past that. They can't get past the difficult conversations.
I mean, it definitely took us quite some time to like get into that groove of being able to like, I mean, we'd never like argued, but like we would, like he would bring something up and I would just be like, no, absolutely not. And then, you know.
But you got so used to me bringing up just such outlandish ideas.
Yeah. That's true.
Everything I do is outlandish. I don't know why. It's just who I am.
Yep.
It's just, you know, I was a lead singer for a while, and I was like, you know, let me see what I can do, you know. And I got all these national sponsors. I had no right to have any of these national sponsors. I was just a really good salesman. You know what I mean? So I just kind of feel like it's the same kind of way with this thing right now. You know what I mean? It's an odd comparison. But as far as what your clients are coming to you for, what you are helping them specifically, I guess, unleash, unlock.
Right.
What would you say is your bread and butter? Somebody comes to you and they're like, hey, you know, doc, this is my issue. And you're like, I 100% got you. Does that make sense? Is that question framed correctly?
Yeah.
Okay.
You know, the main three problems that I see oftentimes are an individual who cannot have the type of relationship they really want, the sexual relationship they really want with their partner. So there's this incompatibility, differences in libido, and they're trying to kind of make it happen within the context of their marriage, their relationship, and they just need a little bit of help, a little bit of guidance. And so we usually just debunk a lot of myths around, you know, what are all the shoulds and all the history that may be there. So I take almost everyone I meet with through a process called the erotic profile, helping them just kind of discover what turns them on and what may be in the way. Where do they get their ideas about sex from? And how is that influencing and showing up in the bedroom when they really want to have just a good time? And so we do a process almost with everyone. But probably one of the first things is when I'm working with couples is we got this difference. and how in the world. And, you know, traditionally, I think we kind of think of, hey, oftentimes it's going to be the man who's really wanting it more. Oftentimes, you know, I'm actually seeing it quite different. You know, we're changing landscape in our society, in our culture, and we're trying to have new conversations as we're fighting old perceptions and operating off of old data about how relationships ought to go. And so we're trying to navigate some of those things, and it's difficult. So, you know, this difference is probably one of the first things I see most often when I'm working with a couple. When I'm working with women, like a woman will come and meet with me because she's in orgasmic. She just has never experienced it, or something's happened. She can't experience it now. The anxiety is through the roof. She's in her head too much. She's just not able to rediscover her Aphrodite, that part of her that just was once there. And she's looking for that, getting that back after she's, you know, this is in a stable relationship. This is with three kids around her. This is with her working. How does she get back into her femininity and enjoy touch again? And so oftentimes around, can I desire pleasure and can I find my orgasm again? For men, it's always around some form about their performance in bed. ED, going too long or going way too short. And so it's about arousal mastery and ejaculation mastery in one form or another. And so in all these cases, whatever it is, I put that all in an umbrella of, when you come to work with me, I'm going to help you become a more confident lover. I'm going to help you gain the mastery that you need to get back in your body, how to stay in your body to enjoy the experience, for you can have that blissful orgasmic release whenever you want to. You want it under 5 minutes or you want it in 10 minutes. And so, as a holistic type of provider, I'm looking at your emotions, I'm looking at your health, I'm looking at your nutrition, I'm looking at all these different things, and being able to say, how do we help you become the confident lover you've always wanted to be? Any situation, anytime, anywhere, I'm there for you. I'm going to pursue you and I'm going to pleasure you. That's what I'm going for.
That's cool.
I like that. I dig it. That's awesome. Yeah.
Could have used that.
We got there eventually.
But no, I mean, that is really cool. And I think it's a good conversation that people have, because, you know, for you, I couldn't have the conversation with you.
Right.
So to be able to have an outside person, and it drives me the same way with my fucking kids, because I'm a musician, right? I went to school to play music. I can teach music like nobody's business. Wow. My kids will not learn music from me. They refuse to. Nope. And she's the same way. Cause it's like, I can show her quite a few things, you know,
right.
But telling her that something was okay back then when the anxiety was at its peak,
right. Yeah.
It couldn't come from me. It had to come from somebody that was not touching the situation. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. So I think that would be really helpful for somebody that maybe was in a similar situation to ours, where the guy's just like screaming, like, please just do something different,
right.
You know, try anything. You know, we got a professional here that can literally come in and say, hey, it can be different, and you should be able to enjoy sex and talk about it and not feel ashamed about it.
You know, the first things we're going to do, no matter who we're working with, and I say we in terms of just as my profession, we're going to affirm and give permission for you to be your sensual sexual self. And so we're going to just affirm that permission and say, you know, this is worth you exploring. This is worth you having. And tell you the truth, that's a head fuck for a lot of people. You know, a lot of people are just like, you know, I'll spend money on a lot of different things, but we won't spend money on health. We won't spend money on nutrition. We won't spend money on eating well and things of this nature. And mostly, a lot of people struggle about spending money on something that seems to them to be such a selfish, small portion of their lives. And I'm trying to flip the script on that and saying, listen, this is actually one of the best things you can do for yourself, is to embrace who you are sensually. because this is going to help you with anxiety. This is going to help you with your stress. This is going to help you with the pressures. This is going to draw the two of you together, whoever your partner is. It is going to draw you together. And so there's nothing like it to me.
So you kept complaining about spending all this money on sex stuff. No, it was an investment in our relationship. No. You know, all these sex toys I bought, I'd be like, oh, maybe this one will work. No. She wouldn't even touch some of them at one point. Yeah, it was just like, nope, wouldn't even look. I'm like, come on. It's not even for me at this point. I don't want it.
Right.
This toy does nothing for me. I just, you know, let's get out there. Let's try something different.
We got to talk about that, man. That's a bad strategy all the way around.
We didn't know at the time. Of course.
You know, I'm gonna help the other guys.
Having fun.
Trust me, man. If I can't laugh about it, then you know there's something wrong with me. That everything we do, just you know, if we just cannot take anything too seriously,
right.
And I feel like sex, as serious as it is, has to be lighthearted. You have to be willing to laugh in the moment. We deal a lot with first-time unicorns, you know, women that want to be with a couple for the first time. Unfortunately for us, they never want to film. But
you know,
fortunately for them, they are still really fun, so we say yes every time.
Right.
But I feel like we've been really good at kind of giving them an idea of what to expect coming into it, you know, and easing that anxiety a bit, wouldn't you say?
Yeah. Like, not just for me, but for them as well, because, like, you know, you're coming into this situation where, you know, it's a couple and you don't know what to expect and you don't know, like, what's going to happen. And, you know, so we try to, like, not, like, spell it out completely, but, like, ease the, you know, the anxiety aspect of it. So
there was something I was going with that, and I lost my train of thought halfway through. I'll circle back to it. It's going to be good.
I'm going to
edit the podcast, and nobody's going to even know that I messed this up. I'm going to flag it right here. And look,
oh, come on. You'll leave it in there. I know.
Look, Doc, just between the three of us, all right? Don't let it get out. I will let it get in there. You watch. It'll be in.
It'll be in there.
Guaranteed.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
It's all right. You know, I like it being raw. Yeah. I love going in raw. It's great.
One thing I was saying to you, I think that you were on this point as well, is, you know, when I'm working with someone, so you can imagine, see, I'm in the deep south of the United States. You know, we didn't even talk. I don't even know where you guys are at. I'm in the deep south. So I'm in Columbia, South Carolina. That's where my principal office is. So I work with people from all over the country online. In my office, you know, is people who are walking in the deep south culture. And one of the things we're saying all the time is, hey, if we're not having a little bit of fun talking about this stuff, we're not doing something right.
There we go. There's the fun thing.
There you go. There you go. What are you
talking about?
Help you out, man. I was going to help you out.
No, look at the assist.
Yeah. I
appreciate it.
We're not doing it right.
Exactly. That's what we tell them. Is like, look, at some point during this interaction, something's going to happen. I'm going to fall off the bed. Or somebody's going to slip. And you're going to laugh.
That's right.
And as soon as that happens, we're good to go. You know what I mean? That's when the tension breaks.
Right.
And I realize, okay, you're laughing and we can relax. It's hard to laugh. I mean, there's nervous laughter, obviously, you know, you can hear that one, but to like really just like open up and belly laugh.
And just like, just that full relax and like, just, I can enjoy the moment.
Yeah. That's when I know, okay, that sex is about to get awesome. You know? Maybe that's why I've always worked on trying to be funny. I don't know.
I'm
just little tips for the other guys, you know.
There you go.
Who knows?
So with the, how do you incorporate the hypno aspect of that? So say somebody is coming in and they've got a low sex drive.
Mm-hmm.
You're figuring out essentially the root of that low sex drive, and then the hypnotherapy would attack that route, or is hypnotherapy able to be done in a broader sense than that?
Yeah, you know, sometimes you're working with someone and we're doing that intense therapy and they really want to kind of dig up and all that kind of stuff, what was going on, maybe where they're starting, especially if we can identify trauma. But as a rule, to tell you the truth, Jason, Stephanie, as a rule, you know, we don't need to go all the way back into all the stuff that happens before in order for you to change what you need to change now.
I think that's really important for some people to hear, because I think that may be a huge point of fear for some.
Yes.
You know, I'm not worried about my past necessarily, but I don't, I also really don't want you digging into it and right. telling me that something that I did was traumatic,
or, you know. Yeah.
And if you can fix it without having to dive into all that, I think that would be huge.
Yeah.
I'd imagine.
Yeah. And that's how, kind of hypnosis is portrayed, especially on screens and shows and things like that is, we're putting you under and you're kind of replaying old memories and things of this nature. And we actually have a whole problem in our hypnosis world where, people can, memory is funny. It does not act like a tape recorder or a camera or something like that. It's just going to record all these things. Trying to sit here and say, hey, this happened to you a long time ago and things of this nature, that gets sketchy very quickly. And to tell you the truth, it's not necessary. I was even meeting with someone a couple of days ago now. Yeah, this is on Tuesday. And she is really struggling with just being married. She lived a life that was basically the building the association that sets desires is filled with shame. And so now she's trying to enjoy sex, but it's just shame, shame, shame. And we asked the questions, hey, are you aware of any trauma? And she's been to previous counselors, and counselors have said, hey, there may be something that happened way past, but I can't remember anything. Well, maybe something, why don't you go check? And I'm like, well, listen, if you can't remember it, I don't know how much good it's going to be for me to somehow put you under to create something. Because that's what our memories will do. It will create, it will fill in the gaps. Have you ever, for example, been called into the boss's office at the end of the day? The boss says to you around 10 o'clock in the morning, hey, at the end of the day, I need to speak with you. Can you stop by my office before you leave? What are you going to do with that information? You're going to backfill it with all kinds of nasty stuff that's going to take place. And you're going to talk yourself of being fired before you even get there for him to tell you you got a raise.
Right.
Yeah. So,
sometimes it doesn't do a whole lot of good because the memory and what we do with partial pieces of information, we will backfill it with a negative. And so what hypnosis does instead, the way that I use hypnosis, is we're going to look at the anxiety. We're going to look at the fear. We're going to look at the shame because we can eradicate. We can eradicate the experience that someone has with touch related and triggering shame. In our hypnosis, we can eradicate that.
That's awesome.
And so, with this individual, we're going to do our due diligence. We're going to look at it from a gynecological perspective. We got her schedule. She's going to go make sure there's nothing physiologically going on. And she's had preliminary tests and screenings, and they don't think there's anything else. That's actually who referred to me is her gynecologist. We're also going to, check on some other stuff, and we're going to, be trauma informed. We're going to look and see if there's anything traumatic. But we just ask her, do you recall anything? Nope. Then we're going to go in another direction. Let's talk about this shame. Right. Let's talk about the shame. And we're going to more than likely work through several different things. Under hypnosis, we'll address shame. We also will build sensual confidence under hypnosis. So when she sees her body, when she is touching her body, we can trigger arousal points around that. We can trigger desire. We're going to put some things in there under couple support that's really going to help her be able to enjoy being touched and being aroused and being comfortable. We're going to help her explore her own fantasies. And so it's a fantastic part of what I get to do. That we don't have to go into the past and maybe search for something that may not even be there because right. I don't want to create trauma. No way.
I mean, does
that sound rambling or do
you? No, that sounded perfect.
That makes sense.
We're on the same page, I think.
Yeah.
So here's my, I guess, question or maybe assist. I'm not sure. I'm thinking of somebody like Stephanie, 5 years ago who maybe is hearing you now and is like, okay, you're somebody that I know I need to reach out to. You're somebody I know I need to deal with. Now here's my trillion other questions. How am I going to reach out? Do I have to talk to you on the telephone in order to reach out? Because if I got to call you on the phone, screw it, man, your services are dead.
No. Most people actually reach out on my website. They'll just end up there. They'll just kind of do some searches. They'll definitely end up there. You know how the search engines operate. It's usually regional based, but people usually will reach out there first, and they'll just sign up for a brief Zoom conversation we will have. And that's a brief thing. We're going to definitely laugh a little bit. We're going to connect over Zoom.
You're not going to just immediately call them on the phone and force them into a conversation, though. It's going to be scheduled, correct?
A lot of this is going to be progression at their
okay.
I think that is pace. Very important. As you can tell, we've gone through a lot of scenarios similar to to this, as far as what we could expect and how to move through. As we're kind of going out and putting this stuff out there, we're hearing back from other people that are essentially saying that I am like, how Stephanie was.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And it almost seems elementary, but to be able to spell these little things out and go into the little details, yes. It could really be the difference, I think, in getting one of these people that really need your help to just cross over and be like, yeah, okay, cool. I don't have to get that phone call. That's cool. I don't have to worry about talking on the phone. That the hugest source of anxiety for her. She would not.
Yeah.
She wouldn't call it. Order pizza. She nope. wouldn't. You know.
Just anything to do with the phone call. It's not happening.
Well, one thing that I do, I don't sell a lot of products. I don't sell products on my website or anything like that. But what I do have on my website is really geared toward what you're describing right now, Stephanie and Jason, is the idea that people can go online and go through stage one of everything I'm going to do with everyone. And that's the discover your erotic profile. It is a simple 6-lesson course where you're going with your own journal by yourself. You're going to listen to a 3 to 5 minute little talk with me. I'm going to give you some exercises, all video driven, and it's completely free. And they're going to go through and really help you identify your scripts, what you're into, help you kind of walk through what a fantasy would be like, look at barriers that are standing in your way. And by the time, oftentimes, they're coming out for a phone call, they have already listened to my voice. They have already connected with me over screen. They already have a lot of the information I'm going to be asking them about. And so oftentimes now, people are walking in and says, I got my erotic profile done. That's stage one. And I was like, yep, we got that done. But more importantly, they have already begun to broach this difficult topic. And now they're coming to me in their own words because they wrote these things down in the journal. Like I'll ask a question under, your sexual scripts and saying, okay, when you were young, what was your parents' message to you about sex? And they're going to write that out in their own words. I'm not giving them the words. I'm not asking that in person. I'm not putting on the spot. They may actually think about that for a couple of days. They're going to write in their journal a little bit. And then at the end of that particular session, they're in the area I call an intentional opportunity. I'm going to say, okay, you answer all these questions about your beliefs, your behaviors around sex. And these things are informing you. Tell me about your sexual arousal in 3 words or less. Then tell me where you want to go in 4 words or less. What do you want your sets to be like? So when they are actually now making the appointment and saying, hey, Dr. Nick, I really want to talk to you about these things, they have everything written down already in their own words, not mine.
That's awesome.
And so
that's huge.
Yeah. So Stephanie, I really don't know you, but the way that Jason is describing your own kind of hesitation about all these things, that's what this is built for. They can do all that front work, get to know me online, and I don't sell anything online. It's completely free. You can go and do it. You guys are welcome to go do it. And just kind of walk through the erotic profile. And then we morph that in session into redefining your erotic profile. So it goes from, this is where I'm at. These are my barriers. This is shame I'm dealing with. this is, you know, the lack of what I really want out of myself. It's like, I just don't have that in my relationship right now. Then we're going to start building, how do you redefine that? And then when we go into the section two, it's about arousal mastery, gaining arousal mastery. And for some, that may be, how do I get out of my head so I can just enjoy being touched? How do I let go of what happened in the office or what happened on the ball field with the kids? How do I let that stuff go and just enjoy what an orgasm could actually do for me tonight, you know?
How do you stop talking about other people's kids, you know? Yeah. I tell her constantly, man. I tell her constantly. She's like, hey, you know, so-and-so's kid did. I'll be like, you know what I don't want to hear about is other people's kids.
Other people's kids. Got it.
Yep. I love you, babe. I love you. But, you know, that's where I draw the line. Yep. Especially as I'm trying to rub your legs, you know.
It's just hard. You know, I can't get out of my head. So.
I get it now. Yep. I get it. One thing that kind of, if you don't mind me backing up a little bit.
Go for it. You
had mentioned something about it was defining a fantasy or like how to something about fantasy because that was one thing that when we started exploring this early on, I was like, what kind of fantasy do you have? Is there anything? She was like, I have no fantasies. I have no, there's no
picture in my
head of like an ideal sex situation. So my way of attacking it, which again, unconventional in every way, was let's throw everything at it.
Right. And try to find what sticks and go from there.
I got a controversial view on this, Jason. So I want to talk to you a little bit about it, but I want to let you know now this is controversial, what I'm about to say. And some of my colleagues, they're going to look into this. They're going to say, Nick, are you sure about this? I'm like, this is just what I see. Hey, listen, here's the deal. Men and women use their mind for different things when it comes to sex. Here you go. In order for a man to have an erection, he has to be thinking about sex. And when his mind is off sex, he will actually lose his erection. Mid-thrust, he starts thinking about work, he can actually lose his erection.
Oh, yeah.
Because the mind is driving so much of a man's arousal. That is not true for women. Touch is what drives arousal for women. Now, I'm not saying that women generally don't think about sex and all that kind of stuff. I'm not putting blanket statements out there. I'm saying in general, why do men think about sex so much? Is because it is critical for the erection to form. He's not going to have an erection unless he's thinking about sex. And as soon as he stops thinking about sex, he's going to lose his erection. Okay. Women do not have to be thinking about sex in order to become aroused. They will have lubrication, they will have blood flow to all the erogenous zones, and they can be thinking about the grocery list.
Fair. Yep.
100%. So you ask a woman, hey, tell me about your fantasies. That's engaging the head. That's engaging cognitive when a lot of arousal points for women are touch, not this. So let me give you two examples. I'm sitting on the couch, I'm working with a couple, and I'm saying, hey, tell me things, how do you guys have sex? How do you guys have fun? And they start listing different things out. And the guy said, and she likes her hair pulled. No, I don't. Yes, you do. Like, you go batshit crazy when I pull your hair. Especially at a certain point, when you're about to orgasm, you're about to go over, I pull your hair, you're done. No, I don't. I don't like that. Here's the deal. She's now having to think about it here, out of the sexual arousal state. So getting him getting her to talk about it was actually shutting it down. I said, dude, you better stop. Because you know something that is cool that really does trigger her. And you just need to don't make her say it.
I can relate to that so much.
Don't make her say it.
God.
Yeah.
That is real. That is so real, man.
Sometimes what we do in session, we're busting out myths. We're saying, don't drive her to do that, man. You're just shutting her down.
We've learned to not point things out.
Right.
And that is one thing, especially when we're working with the unicorns, is we never point out, oh, are you about to come? Oh, how many orgasms did you have? Oh, I'm going to make you come.
Right.
Nobody wants that pressure on
them. Nobody. No.
Yeah.
let's have a blast. And you can let loose and whatever comes, comes. We had a girl one time, I needed a parka. I mean, good God, man. I've never in my life seen anything like that.
Yeah.
But it's because she was just, she didn't even know she could do it. She was like, I would have warned you.
She was like, I had zero idea.
I had zero idea, but it was like, she was just so relaxed and having a good time with us. Right. And I mean, I don't know, I'll take credit for it. I'm not sure if that's really the truth or not, but you know.
You know, in the moment, it was like, whoa.
I'm gonna go ahead and put that on my man card.
But oftentimes, when we're working with fantasies, men and women have, you know, different things when it comes to fantasies. And sometimes we can sabotage conversations by getting women to tell me your fantasy, tell me your fantasy, tell me your fantasy, tell me your fantasy. They're there, but they're not accessed through cognitive fault. So questions don't do it. And we take this a step further. Number two is when I'm talking to people about initiating sex, I'm talking to the guy usually saying, hey, don't initiate sex with a question. Don't ever try to, hey, do you want to have sex tonight? Because that is actually asking her on the cognitive thing. Now, this is not about consent. We need to have consent and all that kind of stuff. I'm talking about within the contents of a relationship that is supportive and loving and consent is there.
Right.
You still do not initiate sex. You're not going to get her aroused by going for the cognitive. Now, a woman can get a guy aroused that way. Like, you want to? Oh, yeah, let's do it. But it doesn't work the opposite. It just for most. Think about this in terms of the bell curve. What I just said doesn't apply to very few people, but to most people, it'll apply to various degrees. But
that makes sense.
Yeah. That's wild.
I love these things. These are.
You can cut all this out if it is not what you got.
This is perfect. I love it. I love just diving into these random topics because we find out in retrospect, after fact, you know, how it would have related to us and how, you know, we overcame it. And for us, it was just talk through it and have fun with it, I guess.
Right.
But it's really cool that there is actually somebody out there that can help. And we've experienced a few, like sex therapists, I guess. I'm not sure if we want to call them that.
I don't know if they're official.
We went to like Hedo. We've been to in Jamaica, and they had like a BDSM specialist lady there. But they also have other therapists there. And the last time we were there, we considered looking into it because they had the tantric massage and all that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
And you were still in this was literally a year ago.
Yeah.
Today.
Yeah.
A year ago today, because it popped up in memories. She would not like talk to those people whatsoever.
Yeah.
It was really tough for the first like 3 days of that trip. It was just like anxiety ridden. And she was like, this isn't, you know, it was the fourth time we'd been there, but it was
just,
like,
for something, it just, I don't know. It, in the last, you know what, like, I guess, I mean,
it's really in the last 6 months you've
figured out what
was going on, but it's just a crazy difference, the, you know, between then and now and how, you know, comfortable you are actually talking to people. We're talking to random people that she has not necessarily, you know, fully researched.
Right.
Which
is not my normal thing.
No,
like, I
man.
Do like she the was, full, like, you know.
She's a note taker, you know, she's a put down the, you know.
All the different scenarios and like which way like a conversation can go. And I do, it's a whole thing. But, you know, I didn't prepare anything. I was like, we're just going to go with it. And
trying to teach her, you know, the shoot from the hip thing.
I'm trying.
You know?
I'm trying.
It's been a lot of trial and error.
Yes.
She gets really stressed out usually right before something new happens.
Yes.
You know, and I'm like, hey, calm down. It's fine. I'm here. You know, I'm not throwing this on you by yourself.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's what she's always, you're not going to just like pass the ball to me. Right. Have I ever, have I ever just been like, okay, the interview's yours now.
No.
See you later.
No.
But she needs the reassurances and I'm fine with that.
Right.
You know, that's how some people are, I suppose.
Yep.
I love her.
Yep.
Sorry.
That's awesome. I like you guys.
Well, thanks.
I appreciate it. I feel like we're kind of babbling too, but some people like to listen to the babble. It's fine.
Well, how about we do this? Would you be open to a hypnotic experience right now?
I mean, I guess.
I'm down.
It is completely up to you. And if it just does not feel as though your vibe at the end, you can just cut the whole thing out as if it never really happened.
I'm totally down. Let's do it.
Yeah. I mean, let's do it.
All right. We're going to start right here. And so we're going to start with almost like a little lesson. And then we're going to go into hypnosis. Now, have either one of you ever been hypnotized before?
Nope.
Mm-mm.
Okay.
No.
All right. So I just want to make a clarification about what we're going to do and what we're not going to do. Okay. So hypnosis is not black magic. It's not mind control. And it's not sleep. Okay. So even though I may say the word sleep, you actually are going to be awake and aware the entire time.
Okay.
So what hypnosis is a natural state that the two of you go throughout the day multiple times. For example, have you ever woken up early in the morning and you can tell that you're awake, but you don't even know if you want your body to move yet?
Mm-hmm.
No, you don't even know if you could move your body.
Mm-hmm.
It's just kind of there. Are in what we create. Your mind is in a state that we create. We call it hypnosis. Your mind goes there. When you are just so involved in a game, a show, and you're just tuned into it, and you don't hear anything else, you don't know what else is going on around you, and you just kind of look around, and you can tell you were somewhere else for a few moments. Okay. You enter the same state that I'm going to take you into. So you're going to hear everything. You're going to actually experience a heightened sense of imagination. So what hypnosis does when I use it, most hypnotists use it, we are actually triggering your imagination, your powerful, creative imagination. And we're going to bring that in.
Watch the fuck out.
Uh-oh.
Watch out.
Oh, boy.
Now, I'm going to be walking through one of the arousal meditations that I use with my clients from time to time. This is going to be about confidence, okay? And so I just want to make sure that though it's not going to be explicit, it is going to be around and it's going to be about your sensuality, your arousal, and things of that nature. Is that okay with for you both?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
All right. So here's what I would like to do. We're going to start with just a small little simple exercise. Now I'm going to invite you to close your eyes. Now I want you to have an opportunity for you to form an image in your mind of a lemon, a yellow lemon that has a slight stem to it, with a single green leaf coming off of it. Allow that picture in your mind to form. Now, I want you to nod your heads if you could see that in your mind's eye. Now, I want you to imagine that you now are cutting that lemon. You can feel the juices of that lemon spill over into your hands. Now, I want you to imagine in your mind's eye, you're lifting that lemon wedge to your mouth and you're tasting it. Good. Wonderful. Now, when you have that experience in your mind, when you've been able to do that, I want you just to kind of open your eyes and look back at me and breathe. Breathe. Always breathe. Now tell me, Stephanie, Jason, what do you recall about that image? What was your lemon like? Where did you cut it? Tell me about what you saw.
I mean, I saw, like, we used to have a lemon bush in our backyard, so I went and picked it off that, and I was walking by and took it inside our house and took it to the counter and cut it open there next to the sink.
All right.
I don't know.
Jason, what about you?
Well, shit, she was way more creative than me. I was just close up on a lemon.
I was like, did you do the exact same thing?
I did not. No, I mean, I think I was just close up on a lemon. I don't know. Got cut. All it.
Right.
I felt the juices, you know. I think I was just
felt the juices.
I think I was intimately up in my lemon, you know.
Yeah.
I think your lemon had a little more of a story.
This is a simple little exercise is going to make a little point for you. Okay. Did either one of you experience anything in your body when you tasted the lemon in your mind?
I feel like automatically you start to salivate because that's kind of your, you know, experience with lemon, I suppose.
Well, I think for me, because like I don't necessarily like lemon, so like initially it was like, oh, I have to have the juices go to my, you know, my mouth, and I'm like, okay, I can do it. And then it was like it was almost like a shock, because I don't eat lemons. I don't, you know, I don't care for them necessarily. So
something in your imagination created a bodily response. Your mind created that. Neither one of you had a lemon. Neither one of you cut a lemon. Now, I want you to imagine that happening throughout your body when it comes to erections, flow of lubrication, blood to erogenous zones. What you imagine, you have proven to yourself that your mind is very powerful because it created a bodily, physical response. Powerful minds. That's amazing. Now, in a simple way, that's what hypnosis is, especially when it comes to the erotic, when it comes to the sensual. We create things in their body. I have led men and women to orgasm simple by the voice of them, the power of their imagination.
What a flex.
Right?
My goodness.
That's awesome.
It is awesome. Amazing. Kind of messy for the guys, but.
I can imagine.
But what you just experienced is how we use and why we use hypnosis for sensual things. Are you ready? Okay.
Yeah.
If you want to go back under, we can do it. Or if just one of you want to do it, or if neither one of you, that's so good with me. But I just want to make that demonstration to you.
Let me check my camera real quick to make sure that it does not die.
Yeah, that would be bad.
Yeah, I know.
And I want to make sure. Yeah, we're good on that one. Yeah, we're good.
Is it got enough?
Yeah, we're at over 50 still. Okay. Yep. There we go.
Yeah, this will be about 15 minutes. Okay. Is that okay?
Yeah. Yep. It should be fun. Yeah.
All right, cool.
Don't have anywhere to go.
Now, is there anything around you guys that would interrupt you? Buzzards, notifications, kids, anything like that.
Fine, we got kids asleep and cats underneath the bed, but
there you go.
Dog out in the other room.
Yeah, but I mean, cats will probably be asleep until 11 o'clock usually. That's
their witching
hour. That's their waking hour. Yeah. Everything else is put away.
Now get comfortable. Make sure that you can stay there for a few moments. And yeah, we just want that to be there, but a part of you guys. Yeah.
There we go.
Yeah. Wonderful. And if you never use this, that's fine. I just want to give you the experience, let you know a little bit more about it, okay?
I'm down for it. Let's do it.
Yeah.
Right. I'm open.
Okay. I'm going to invite you to close your eyes again and allow yourself to imagine with that powerful imagination that we've already established that you have. I want you to imagine that you would like for your eyes to remain closed. You want them to remain closed. It feels good for them to remain closed. Now, I want you to be able to relax. Because first we're going to relax the body, and then we're going to relax the mind. With each breath, there's going to be a little bit more of an exhale of tension out of your body. You'll breathe in, and with each exhale, another part of your body will relax even more. You'll notice your breath. With your eyes closed, you'll be able to focus on my voice. And with your eyes closed, you're going to be able to focus on your breath. So what you'll experience is what I'll ask you to experience. With each breath, another part of your body relaxes. Beginning at the top of your head, with another exhale, allowing all the muscles in your forehead, around your eyes, your mouth, to finally let go and relax. There's no need to hold that tension. To allow your shoulders to release its tension of the day, Because no one is going to ask anything of you. No one is going to ask anything from you. This is your time to be able to relax your body. Allow that sensation of muscle relaxing to continue down your chest. You can feel your chest rise. And when you exhale, your chest releases its tension from it. With the next exhale, tension from your abdomen is released, allowing your core to finally release its tension. There's no need to hold on to it, allowing it to finally just relax. Allow your bottom to relax. Allow your core to relax. Allow your member to relax. There's no need to hold on. Allowing that sensation to continue down your legs, your calves, and with each breath, even the tension you feel in your feet, leave your body. You have a powerful imagination, but your body responds in incredible ways as well. You've just been able to relax everything in your entire body. I will start with the number 7 and count down to 0. With each number, you allow different thoughts in your mind to simply drift away. 7, sit, 5, allowing things to drift away. 4, 3, 2, 1, 0. The more relaxed that you feel, the better you feel. The better you feel, the deeper you go into your inner world. 0, allowing the stress, the strain, the drain of the day that pass through your mind and body. It's a beautiful thing. I want you to imagine yourself in a comfortable place in your own mind. This is your inner world where you can explore your sexual and sensual self with ease and confidence. As you visualize this place, notice how your body responds with a sense of relaxation and pleasure. There is pleasure in your relaxation. There is in your relaxation. You feel safe and secure in your skin, and you know that you are worthy and deserving of pleasure and satisfaction. As you continue to visualize this space, imagine yourself having sex with someone you find attractive and desirable. Allow that image to come to your mind and your body. They are there, attractive and desirable in that moment, and your body can begin to respond. Notice how your body responds with pleasure and how your mind is free of any doubts or insecurities. You are confident in your sex, and you know that you are capable of giving and receiving pleasure with ease. Notice how your body moves with confidence and grace as the lovemaking, as the sex continues. As you explore your own desire and pleasures, you feel comfortable and at ease, knowing that you are in control of your own body. You trust your instincts, and you trust your desires, and you trust your body to respond. You know that you are capable of expressing yourself in a way that is satisfying to you and to the one that you're with. As you continue to explore this sexual encounter in this safe and comfortable space, notice how your confidence grows larger and stronger with each passing moment. You feel more and more comfortable with your own skin, and you know that you're capable of expressing your sex in a way that is authentic and true to you. Notice how your mind is free of any negative thoughts or doubts. You know that you are worthy and deserving of love and pleasure and satisfaction. You're confident, attractive, and desirable, and you radiate this energy into the world. You're confident, attractive, and desirable, and you radiate this energy into the world. As you take in a deep breath, feel the sexual confidence and self-assurance flowing through every cell of your body. You feel a deep sense of inner peace and calm, knowing that you are a sexual being. who is worthy of love, pleasure, and satisfaction. You are confident, empowered, and free. And you know that you're capable of expressing your sets in a way that is healthy, safe, and satisfying. Now, as you continue to breathe, you breathe in this positive energy, and it grows more powerful and more certain in your body with every breath. You are a confident, powerful, sexually empowered person. You trust yourself. You trust your own desires. You trust your body to respond. And you are capable of expressing yourself in a way that is authentic and true to you. In just a moment, I'm going to count from 0 to 7. And when I reach the number 7, I'd like for you to open your eyes and come back into the waking world. You will be filled with gratitude and peace and rest. 0, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7.
I got giggly right before I woke up, but I don't know.
I heard the giggly.
You heard the giggly.
Yeah.
Didn't mean to.
It's all good.
Right as I was coming in. No, it was cool.
No, that was cool, yeah.
It's relaxing.
Yeah.
For a guy with ADHD, it was hard for me at point to focus.
Yep.
And I found myself having to reassure myself to like, okay, no, I'm supposed to calm down. I feel like it was hard for me to almost get into the moment because I can't friggin' focus on anything.
So what we would normally would do if that's part of the profile that we're dealing with, is, you know, just a lot of things can catch a person's attention, we would take longer. So we did that in about 10 minutes.
So I can see where it would go though. Like, honest to God, there, like,
yeah.
Other than like my constant, like, just need to reset or whatever. I really like the calming, the, you know, feeling like I'm going, like, you know, the relaxing type thing. Absolutely worked. I think it was once I got further away from that direction that I started to tense up, and I'm noticing like my legs were, like, you know, squeezing and stuff. And
I mean, I liked it.
Yeah, you got a great attention span, so I bet you did great.
Yeah.
Well, that is a wonderful experience for a lot of people to be able to kind of get a sense about what it is, as well as making that huge connection about where the mind goes, the body is going to follow. Think about the lemon. Where the mind goes, the body is going to follow.
That's so cool, man.
Yeah, it was pretty cool.
I dig it, man. I thank you for talking to us. Yeah. I really do appreciate it. I've always loved just being able to, like, expand my horizon. And one of the things that, you know, when she got into the sex work kind of thing online is just some of these kinks that I'd run across. And okay, even though it's not for me, it's like I could dive into it and just do the, you know, I'm sure you have the same interest. You're, you know, psychology and stuff. It's just like, it's so intriguing to me, and to then fit the profiles to the people. One thing I'm not sure if you've heard the podcast before. She does this thing she calls dick stereotyping, where
I haven't gotten to that one yet.
Have you gotten to that one? It's one of our favorite things.
Yes.
Okay, I gotta look at it.
So people do these things called dick ratings, right?
Mm.
Where they're, you know, hey, here's a picture of my cock, look, rate it 1 to 10 or whatever. And we thought that was just dumb because.
They're like,
know,
okay,
whatever.
How thick is it? You know, how long is it? And you're like, it's just so basic. Like, you know, everybody does it. And I'm like,
so she was like, I want to look at your cock and I want to guess what kind of car you drive, what kind of job you have, you know,
how old
you're married, how many, you know, whatever. And part of that though is like us thinking, okay, she could almost look at somebody now and be like, okay, that dick looks like it's in defeat. You know what I mean? Like, there's profiles that
you
can kind of come along.
You can read it. Forget tarot cards. We can just read bits.
I like to say she's the Mrs. Cleo of the cock. But she's oddly accurate. She's like 75% on average.
It's
hilarious.
Awesome.
It's absolutely hilarious.
I'm like wildly wrong. It's like I'm either like eerily accurate or just like wildly wrong. So... But, I mean, it's fun, you know, and it's all, you know, fun, and they all know that it's like, I mean, there's no basis behind it. It's just
But it's fun. That just kind of reminded me of like the profiling of, as far as like, you know, we're looking at these kinks and stuff and being able to like, the further I look into it, you know, the kinks, you find out, okay, like the guys that are the CEOs are the ones that love to be degraded. You know what I mean? They want to be ignored. Ignore me like I'm a little ant, like I'm insignificant. Right. And it's, you know, typically the guys that are working the blue collar jobs that want to have the dom, they want to feel like they're in charge for a change. And I think it's really cool. I don't know. Something about it is really interesting. It's things that people can't, you know, these kinks are not necessarily something that they can turn off or whatever. It's something they have to embrace, and they've got to find a safe outlet for it. Mm-hmm. And they got to be able to talk about it. And if they can't talk about it and be able to find a safe outlet, then, you know, not all of them are going to end as you know, great as other ones, unfortunately. But that's a tough conversation, I feel like, needs to be had in general, just the, you know,
expressing
what
your wants and everything in a relationship, you know, especially early on too, just so you know, like, what you're getting into and like,
and
what you're,
he can probably help you open up and figure out how to drop some of those insecurities, huh?
Yeah.
Wow. Sure. Really like about what the two of you are doing is you're opening up space for those honest conversations that are awkward, that are difficult, that are filled with landmines. We're going to get through it. We're going to be able to. And so one of the things I usually will make sure we talk about with people is it's easy to get distracted by the person's initial response. And they just will not have a conversation because they imagined in their head what that initial response is going to be. That initial response is not really the jam. It's what's going to happen after the response. If they can just get over, yeah, that's what's going to happen. They're going to freak. They're going to have lots of questions. But then we're going to have real conversations, right?
Right. Yep.
We're having bold and honest and awkward conversations with people. And you two are providing a wonderful space for that. Now, I do want to recommend somebody who will probably be very interested in your story.
Okay.
That is also another podcaster. And so, because she's oftentimes hitting me up for various different stories and things of this nature. I'm like, I got a couple of them for you to talk to.
Down. We're, I was a musician, so it's take every opportunity that comes my way. And I'll get better at it the more I do, you know. Right. It worked in music, it worked in my other businesses. I figure it has to work this way too, right? You know?
Yeah.
So anybody that wants to talk to us, we're totally down, but especially if they're anywhere near as interesting as you, Dr. Nick. Very cool conversation, not one I was expecting to have. I was not expecting to get to have the hypnosis experience.
Right, that was pretty cool.
And honest to God, I eventually would have probably sought that out. Because I have such a curious mind that
yes.
It was going to be something
eventually.
That just had I couldn't let that down, and I'm going to have to try it again. If you and I run across each other again sometime, Dr.
Yeah, we can make that happen.
We're going to make it happen, and I want a full ADHD proof session from you. Okay, we'll have to remove kittens, kids, and possibly Stephanie from the situation.
Yeah. If I have to leave, I'll leave.
We'll get it done. Is there anything else you want to add? I know that I'll definitely put your website onto our description.
Yes.
But if there's any like final words that you want to add in here.
Final words I have are really just about the two of you. Again, I am emboldened by the example you all are setting out there. You are trekking your own path. You're on this journey. It's a journey of healing. You've been able to have some real conversations, apparently, that just have changed your lives. And I want you just to kind of keep on having those honest and real conversations. Listen, this life is tough at times, right? And we always just need a little bit of help, a little bit of encouragement. Mm-hmm. I know I do.
Right.
And but you're having these awkward conversations. And I love awkwardness. I love awkwardness. It's actually one of the three things that we're going to talk about in any type of change, transformation effort. It's awkward. It's awkward to learn a new language. It's awkward to learn a new skill. It's awkward to have hard conversations.
For sure.
But we can go all kinds of places if we're willing to be awkward.
Absolutely.
Yeah, absolutely.
That's what you guys are doing. And I have to say, it's remarkable.
Well, I appreciate
it. If I was going to put a request out there, when I started building my practice, social media just wasn't a big deal. It just wasn't. And so if anybody wants to really kind of follow and help a guy out, go on Instagram, follow me at Dr. Nick Natale, and just throw that out there. And I'd love to gather up some other people to have interesting, bold conversations with.
Awesome. We will make sure we tag you and we will keep you in the loop as well. Dr. Nick, you know, I think since you're the first doctor, you can officially be the awkward doctor. So we'll keep you in the loop. We're going to call in our resident awkward doctor, Dr. Nick.
We're going to have to phone him in and get his opinion.
Again, thank you so much.
Yes,
it was a blast.
Thank you.
I hope we speak again soon. Thank you again.
You guys have a great one. Thank you very much.
Awkward people, Stephanie and I are super excited to announce a new partnership that we have with a swinging community site called SDC. Now, the way that we're going to handle this one is this is where we're going to communicate from now on with anybody that we want to play with, because SDC has a great way of letting us figure out exactly what somebody is. It's going to ask all the right questions. I get to know what their height, their weight, their play preference, all kinds of pictures. They can upload videos, and it makes it super easy to search and verify location on. So we figured, hey, if they're going to let us play and advertise, that's probably going to be the right site for us to use, right, Steph?
Absolutely. I mean, it makes sense.
It's like window shopping now. Steph can just jump on and whoever she likes, boom, right there. Now, if you want to make sure that you get connected with us on that site, sign up through our link, awkwardxxx.com. Anybody that signs up there, we will find out. Now, maybe not immediately because we're still learning, but we will find you and we will send you a message saying, hey, thank you for joining, and it'll be a great way for us to connect and have unfiltered conversation together. So we're really looking forward to it, and hopefully we'll see you online at AwkwardXX. So we dropped all of our prices because we're trying to create community here instead of just try to make money. You know, I always said that when I was in real estate, that if we took care of our community first, the money would come. And that's exactly
take care of us.
Exactly. And that's what we're trying to do here. So on our Fansly now, we have it opened up pretty wide. For about $100, you can see every pay-per-view that we have available.
Right.
Opened right there. We're also dropping the prices of all our pay-per-views across the board. So instead of $30 a pop, they're going to be $20 a pop. We know the economy is struggling right now, but we also just really want to increase the amount of people that can see our content and possibly join in. So if you think that might be you, check it out, virginitysnatchers.com. Please support us and leave a comment, like it, share it, tell your family about it, and we'll see you there.
Hey, Jason, I think it's time for some shameless self-promotion.
All right, babe. What do you got on your mind?
Well, we've been talking about the Spicy Pages a lot on the podcast, but I think it's time that we finally invite them in and let them see what it's all about.
Yeah, okay. I mean, everybody always wants to know how to get involved and all that kind of stuff. And the first way to get involved is to, you know, actually see what it is that we do. All of our stuff is so real and so raw.
Right.
But how are you thinking we do it? Like movie announcer style?
Sure, we can give it a try.
All right, let's give it a go. In a world where ordinary podcasts just aren't enough, two podcasters with incredible genitalia break free from the mic to bring you an awkward experience like no other. Exclusive content awaits at virginitysnatchers.com.
Dive deep behind the scenes and join us for unfiltered, uncut, and undeniably wild adventures.
Don't just listen. Be a part of the journey.
You can come watch me take every single virginity, see close-ups as they enter my pussy for the first time, and get an even closer look into our kinky world.
How was that for dramatic?
I mean, it was dramatic. It might be a little over the top, but I think they'll get the point.
All right. Well, if y'all want to reach out to us, you check out our paid pages. You can find them all on virginitysnatchers.com. love to interact. We love to do custom content, and we love to help answer your questions. If you need a guaranteed response, you find us on there. If you want to support us, that's the way to do it. Now,
let's get back to the show.